is Tuesday, July 5th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. We saw sharp losses, especially in the beans today. What's driving this market?
Basically, we got end-of-month activity on Thursday and Friday. The funds bailed out of some positions. It's always an adventure when you come into the new month what they're going to want to spend their money on. It's clearly not corn and soybeans right now. They're looking at that 6 to 10 and 8 to 14-day weather forecast, which is calling for above-normal temps and above-normal precip for almost the entire corn belt. That'll cover a lot of the pollination time frame for the corn. And they're basically not wanting to touch the long side here. So we've got liquidation selling in corn and beans both today. We broke a few chart support points this morning. I'm not totally giving up on the quant funds coming in and buying the beans tonight or tomorrow. But if they don't, I think we'll see further chart damage on the beans.
Is this a short-term move in the corn market?
I think in the corn, it's got to be short term. You're already pretty oversold technically. Basically, you're getting very close to our techno-fundamental price range low. That is the most likely price that you'd see for a low for the old crop trading year. We're not quite there, but it's getting close. I think the key to the corn is actually the wheat market. It's been what we call death spiral liquidation as we go into the July contract expirations. If wheat finds a footing, then I think corn can. But clearly, it's starting to have an impact on corn because cash wheat prices are getting below $3 out in the southern plains, and that's eating into potential corn feeding demand.
What's your marketing plan look like? And do you think the top's been set in the beans?
Basically, I've said hope makes a lousy marketing plan. We have already had fairly extensive put protection on the corn. We started that back at 440 and have kind of rolled those down and taken some profits. I did encourage cash-only sellers in the beans to make some more cash sales today because of this sharp break. We did it this morning when it was not quite as bad as it is now. Again, long-term, we're not giving up on the beans. We think that the global situation is fairly tight, but certainly we can have a correction here until the weather turns or the dollar weakens, which is another variable in today's equation.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.